Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 11, Passive Income is Not an Escape, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, oldies? Not calling you old, I promise. The acronym for the show is OLD, you know, since it's Optimal Living Daily. Anyway, I will move on before I dig myself into a hole. Today we're going to hear from Steve Pavlina. Well, actually me reading Steve Pavlina's post about passive income and a little caution about it. I like this because passive income has a lot of buzz around it today, even for my business partner and me. We've been working at building a passive income business over the last few years. And while I've been able to support most of my salary from that, what Steve says in this post definitely applies. And it reminds me of a question that I was asked in business school. And actually, funny enough, my business partner Lee was also in that class sitting right next to me. And I don't remember his answer, but the question is, if you won the lottery today, what would you do with your life? Just something to think about as you listen to this post. But before I get to that, I want to sponsor myself today and ask you to simply visit me on Twitter at oldpodcast. That's OLD podcast. Don't be shy. You can mention me and I'll happily respond to you there. And that's it. Let's jump in and start optimizing your life. Passive Income is Not an Escape, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. If your motivation for passive income is escape, you'll most likely fail. Passive income is fuel to expand what you're already doing. Trying to add fuel to what you don't want is a recipe for self-sabotage. You will give up before you get very far. Trying to build passive income streams on top of a lifestyle you dislike is like doing weight training with incorrect form and then trying to add more weight. You're only going to hurt yourself if you proceed. It's not an intelligent approach. If you don't like your lifestyle, it's important to fix that first. Don't think you can escape it by creating streams of passive income. It won't work. My advice would be to first transition to active income sources where you can do work you enjoy. Then you can build upon that with passive income to serve even more people and extend the value you're able to provide. So if you work as a health coach and mostly enjoy that kind of work, you can expand your service with something like an online course or an ebook or a website, which will allow you to passively provide value to people even when you're not available to help them one-on-one. This in turn will allow you to earn passive income. Passive income is a side effect of providing passive value. But if you hate your current work and try to escape it with passive income, your work will be a constant albatross around your neck that drags you down. The real problem is your low standards and low self-esteem. Why are you currently willing to do work you dislike in exchange for money? Don't you deserve any better than this? This mindset is a bankrupt one. It means you'll never deliver your best service, and so your income will be depressed as well. If you try to generate passive income from this place, I could tell you what will happen. Your willingness to do work you don't enjoy in exchange for money will carry over and affect your approach to passive income. Your focus will be on the money. You'll be thinking that if you can earn enough passive income, you can finally quit doing work you don't enjoy. So you'll pick something that you think will make money, and it will also require doing work you don't particularly enjoy, because that's where your mind is. You may try to make a website, even though you don't like making and running websites. Or you may try blogging, even though you don't like writing. Or you'll try to write your own ebook, even though you don't care to become an author. But your heart won't be in the work, so you'll burn out within a matter of months. You'll quit. This is nothing but a repeat of the same failed strategy you've used on the active income side, except that with active income, you may have a boss, coworkers, and enough bills to ensure that you keep showing up. Passive income is usually much easier to quit. It's your unwillingness to demand enjoyment and fulfillment from your work that's the real issue you must deal with first. Passive income won't cure your willingness to sacrifice your happiness for pay. If your mindset is infected by the idea of doing work you dislike in exchange for pay, then you're living with incorrect form. If you try to carry this incorrect form over to the passive income side, you will fail. You won't enjoy the work enough or see the point of it. You will quit. So before you get all gung-ho about setting up passive income streams, pause for a moment and check your form first. Are you living with correct form right now? Do you require fulfillment and happiness from your day job? Are you doing your best work? Do you feel motivated to work each day because you get to do what you enjoy? Sure, you may have some tedious tasks now and then, but what's the big picture? Overall, would you say that you like the way you're currently living and wish to expand it further? If so, then you're a good candidate for passive income. If not, then you need to stop and fix your form first. Again, if you're willing to do work you dislike in exchange for pay, you're going to take that same wonky mindset with you as you pursue passive income. But this mindset isn't effective. It causes you to hold back, wallow in low standards, do work you feel is undignified, and give much less than your best effort. That isn't good enough for effective weight training, and it isn't good enough for generating passive income either, unless you only desire a mere trickle of results. Fix your form first if it needs fixing. Make happiness a true priority in your life now before you try to extend it with passive income. Otherwise, you will be just as miserable on the passive side as you would on the active side, and who's going to work for something like that? You'll surely sabotage your results before you get very far at all. Passive income is expansion, not escape. Creating passive income streams will add fuel to your current lifestyle, helping to extend and expand it. If you don't want to extend and expand what you already have, then make those adjustments while you still can. Don't try to build something that would make you feel even worse. You just listened to the post titled Passive Income is Not an Escape by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. So back to that question I asked you earlier, if you won the lottery today, let's say $10 million, what would you do with your life? And that's not a rhetorical question. I actually like to hear your answer. Just tweet me at old podcast. That's OLD podcast. I'm really curious what your answer would be. And who knows, maybe I'll share mine with you. So that's episode 11 and one more episode in the bank. I will catch you tomorrow. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.